Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Let me just clear all of the crap out of the studio before we continue. I don't know. I just, you know. Would you do a poo in someone else's living room and leave it? I don't know. Good evening, dear listener. This is Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio. Busy, busy 3 hours coming up. What have we got? Well, I'll be honest, not a lot, because I was too busy listening to psychedelic music, man, before the show came on. Who'd have thunk it? Do you want to be... I've just seen what's on my screen. Could be some competition for Alan Caddick tonight. Let's find out.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me. Down the road, it's where I'll always be. Every stop I make a new friend. Can't stay for long, just turn around and I'm gone again. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on. Down this road that never seems to end. When new adventure lies just around the bend. So if you wanna join me for a while, just grab your hat, come travel like that's old style. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow the whole world is my own. So if you wanna join me for a while, just grab your hat, come travel like that's old style. Tomorrow I'll just keep moving on. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on. There's a world that's waiting to unfold. A brand new tale no one has ever told. We've journeyed far, but you know it won't be long. We're almost there and we've paid our fare with a hobo song. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on. So if you style. Maybe tomorrow I'll find what I call home. Until tomorrow, you know I'm free to roam.
It'd be really awkward because, like, because it's such a literally two developers.
Hip hip hip!
Hip hip hip!
Hip hip hip!
I'm not the first caller. Good.
You could have been the first caller if you weren't gabbing onto your mate. You were all set up to be the first. I've got four.
I really wanted to stick one to Caddick.
Well, you can probably still stick one to him if you want.
Yeah, up yours, Caddick.
I got four of you. Turns out this system, you can only put four people on at once. We've got Richard, Alan, Jonathan and Hannah. You were all there, all ready to go. Which one of you was gabbing to your mate?
That was me.
Well, who are you?
I'm Richard.
Richard, okay. I can't see. All right. What were you talking about?
My new job.
What's your new job, mate?
It's the same as your job, just in a different place.
Okay.
I've got a mouthful of sausage.
Right, steady on. Jonathan's being quite quiet.
Yeah, I was being polite and waiting my turn. I don't know if that's the system we now use.
Well, it's not when we're trying to find the first caller of the night.
Well, I've got a suggestion for a topic, if that puts me in the lead.
Well, hang on a second, young man. Your manners maketh the man, but do they also maketh the loser, if... The phones have gone nuts, by the way. I've got more... We've only got two lines free, because everybody's phoned up to try and beat Caddick. Alan, you were the first caller of the night.
Hip, hip, hip!
There we go. Who dropped one, then?
Not me.
No, that means it was Richard.
Me.
Richard.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah. You wanted to... Why is it so important to you to stick one to Caddick?
It was like...
Yeah, I think he's a worthy competitor and everything, but just up yours, Caddick. That's all I've got to say on that, really.
He's saying, up yours, Caddick. How does that make you feel, Alan?
I've had Ian on speed dial since he started at Talk Radio, and I made it a tradition to be the first caller on. I made it when Ian was at Absolute, and when he was at...
Forget the other places. We're talking about talkradio.co.uk now, Alan. And it has to be said, this week, you've been a little bit slack.
Because, I've been looking after my mum, that's why.
No, well, you know...
I play the Trump card. I play the Donald Trump card.
What was your Donald?
Well, call in at the mobile at 10 to 10.
Well, I know, you call... Well, the thing is, that then gets in the way of the previous show, because you're distracting the team from the previous... And he really does do this. He's only Id, I know. Honestly, he calls up 10 minutes... before the start of the show, which is, I don't know...
The only bird gets the worm of the first call.
Well, it did tonight, but you've been a little bit slow off the mark. I was listening to Richard talk about his new job. Hannah's being very quiet.
I'm here, I'm still here.
OK. Well, Hannah, so this is what we've got so far. We've got Alan, who is legitimately the first caller of the night. Richard, who's got a new job. Jonathan's got a topic for us. Hannah, what do you bring to the party?
Well, I'm waiting to hear the bare naked ladies pop the postcard.
Oh, flipping it! I was going to sing that, wasn't I? I was going to. Oh, you put me right off. I was going to sing that. I spent literally all day. Alan, could you stop breathing through your mouth?
Sounds like we've got Darth Vader on the line.
I've been literally all day practicing singing a bare naked ladies song. I'll do it after quarter past because you need a run up to it. Okay. Jonathan, let's hear your topic.
Okay, well, I'm coming to this podcast on Monday, and I was wondering if we should have some kind of way of identifying each other, like a secret handshake. And then I guess I was going to go into secret handshakes.
Well, okay, this is interesting, because the hip, hip, hip. Someone sighed then. Who sighed?
Not me.
Richard, it was you, wasn't it?
It was a bit, yeah.
Don't listen. Richard, if you want to be grumpy, we need... This show has been a bit too jolly this week. We need some grumpiness, so don't hide it. Don't hold back on the grumpiness.
I've got the best topic ever, to be honest. And I'm just, you know, the time's been wasted with this rubbish.
Well,
I'm just figuring, can I go up to a stranger and say, hip, 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 in the hope...
Hang on, go on, Jonathan.
Can I go up to a stranger, say I'm sitting there on the road, someone sits next to me, can I just turn around to them and just go, hip, hip, hip? What if they just look at me like I've just done something wrong?
Okay, so but you want to introduce a secret handshake. How would that be less embarrassing, going up to a stranger and initiating physical contact?
Well, maybe it doesn't have to be a handshake, but maybe there's some kind of gesture we could do, a subtle gesture.
Like, what were you thinking?
I don't know. First thing that comes to mind is some kind of weird salute, but I'm not sure that's going to work.
Okay. Hang on. Flipping it. Who's talking in the background now?
Oh, sorry, I'm outside the pub.
Flipping heck, Alan. Sorry, mate. Are we keeping you busy from a bit of boozing?
No.
Okay. Alan, what do you think to Jonathan's suggestion?
I don't really see a secret handshake working on the radio.
Wow, it looks like... Jonathan... We could be about to be pressing our red buttons now to vote you off. Not me personally, but these guys. Hannah, what do you think about Jonathan's suggestion?
I don't agree. I think just rub your ribs.
Jonathan, rubbing your ribs?
Yeah, I'll take it.
But do you think that that might work?
Just as long as it's not creepy.
Yeah.
I'm rubbing my ribs. I'm rubbing my ribs.
Is it creepy?
I'm rubbing my ribs. I'm rubbing my ribs.
Everybody, I'm rubbing my ribs. I'm rubbing my ribs. I'm rubbing my ribs.
I'm rubbing my ribs. I'm rubbing my ribs.
I'm rubbing my ribs.
I'm rubbing my ribs.
I'm rubbing my ribs.
I'm rubbing my ribs.
I'm rubbing my ribs.
I'm rubbing my ribs.
I'm rubbing my ribs.
I'm rubbing my ribs.
Okay. That could work.
Maybe we should just introduce ourselves normally on Monday instead.
Okay, let's do that, Jonathan. Stay there, because Richard claims he has a better phone in subject than coming up with a handshake. This is going to take some beating. Richard, away you go, sir. The floor
this is
yours.
The best topic since what's the difference in a boat and a ship?
Yeah. Oh, are you that guy?
Yeah.
Oh, flip it, man. Okay. I saw you. I've seen you've taken over into. You've tried to hijack Digital Spy as well with your. What's better? What's the difference between a boat and a ship? Don't get involved with those guys.
Since I was about 12 years old.
Well, hang on, Alan. It sounds like you're knocking one out, mate. Please,
sorry.
Please, buddy. Come on. All right, go on.
Right. What's the highest temperature you've ever set your oven?
220, of course.
Yeah, 220.
Yeah, I set mine 220 for the first time today, and I didn't know they went up that high.
Well, I think
I'm just wondering if you can go any higher.
Well, you can go higher, because I'm thinking about it. I've set it to 220, but there's more room on the dial. By the way, we got a listener in America, a woman called Possum, right, who's listening. She's watching us on Periscope.
Good afternoon, Possum.
Good afternoon, Possum.
Afternoon, Possum.
I don't know what it is in Fahrenheit.
No, say good afternoon to Possum.
Oh, good afternoon, Possum.
Jonathan?
Afternoon, Possum.
Are you still there, Possum? Good. Okay. I don't know if she's enjoying this or not. 220 is the highest I've ever set it to, but I think mine may go up to 500.
I think mine goes to 250, but I don't think anyone mad enough to go that high.
What would you cook at 250?
I don't know. You're cooking it at 220 till today.
Hang on a second. Which idiot said a pizza?
That was me.
Are you nuts? you do a pizza at 180. Tops.
No, but
tops.
If you want the cheese to be golden brown, I'll set it at, like, 200.
Do you add extra cheese to your frozen pizzas?
I make them fresh.
I wish I did. I had one earlier that was just full of...
Frozen pizzas, home pizzas, are always pony. They're just always awful. But, Alan, you make your own pizzas.
Yes, I do.
What do you put on them?
I put on tomato sauce and cheese for the bay.
Yeah.
And I'll do, like, pepperoni,
ooh,
pineapple...
Oh, no.
...sweet corn...
Now...
Pineapple's just wrong.
Yeah, the Hawaiian... The main diet of the Hawaiians is not ham and pineapple.
Well, I highly recommend it from a supermarket.
Okay, well, okay.
Are we allowed to name names?
No. Well, yeah, but don't. It's boring. Well, okay, we now have to have a vote between Alan and Hannah... Which was the most interesting phone-in? And I will cut the person off who had the most boring phone-in out of those two. Was it Jonathan with his... What a weird start to the show. Was it... Bruce and Russ, wait there. Was it Jonathan with his... Just remind us of your topic, please, Jonathan.
Do we need a secret handshake for the podcast on Monday? And if so, what could it be?
Or was it Richard? Remind us of yours, Richard.
What's the highest temperature you've ever set your oven?
Alan?
I'll say we get rid of the oven.
You think the oven is the best of the two topics? Hannah, over to
no,
you.
No, that's the worst.
What? Hang on. Why did you just say... What?
I said we get rid of the oven. So I'm voting for the head secret handshake.
But are you... Now, listen. Put your personal and racial differences about Richard to one side, Alan.
Yeah.
Yes, he thinks you're a plum. Ignore that. Just focus on the topic. Is the topic better than the handshake or worse than the handshake?
Worse than the handshake.
Richard, you're allowed to reply.
I'll just repeat up yours, Caddick.
OK. Hannah, which is the worst out of those two topics?
I think Caddick's topic.
No, Caddick didn't have a topic.
Well, he talks about the rubbish anyway.
It's relating to Brexit.
Flipping heck. We're not... What was your topic, Alan? Jeez, what a start to the show.
What other movies could be confused for the vote... To remain or leave in the EU campaign.
Well, let's not
have a movie.
Okay. After I said Angry Birds yesterday. Well, let's forget that. We're only voting on Richard and Jonathan's topic. Alan's topic is void and moot. So, Hannah, which is the worst out of Richard, who suggested the ovens, and Jonathan, who suggested the handshake? And I'm going to whichever one you. If you know, I'm prepared to cut someone off right now.
All right, Jonathan.
Although they got one vote each. Okay. Right. Hang on a second, Hannah. I'm just going to. Oh, flipping it. Right. Oh, no. Right. Jonathan, stay there. I'm going to... No, right. Hang on. Right. Oh, flipping it. Right. Oh, crying out loud. Right. Jonathan, stay there. I'm just going to bring a young voice into this conversation. A young voice, guys, OK? So just be polite. Tommy?
Hello.
Hey, man. How you doing? How old are you, Tommy?
I'm 10.
You're 10? Whoa, dude!
Tommy, do you like Power Rangers?
Hang on a second. Hang on. Don't listen. Shh, be quiet. You're 10 years older and you're up at 10:15. What's going on? Have you killed your parents? Are you crying, Tommy? Please tell me you're not crying.
I'm not crying.
It sounds like you're crying. You're doing the crying voice. I've already made a child cry today. He was my son, but still.
What'd you do?
I just ignored him for a second because he was annoying me. Tommy, why are you up so late?
Because it's the holidays.
Yeah, but
half-term.
Yeah, half-term, he's got me there. But half-term, but still, 10:15 is well late for a 10-year-old. What time are you planning on going to bed, Tommy?
I don't know, but I've been wanting to stay up to talk to you.
Oh, man alive. Well, you said what an honour and a thrill it is, and I shall bear in mind we've got young ears listening and try and keep it clean tonight. Here's my suggestion, Tommy. Shut up, Caddick. Don't talk to people like that either. Here's my suggestion, Tommy. Stay up all night, mate.
Yeah.
You have got my permission to stay up all night. And are you with your parents?
Yeah.
Right. When they try and get you to bed, say, but Mummy, Daddy, Uncle Ian on the radio said I could stay up all night.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Tommy, we'll get to the point you called in for a second, but I need to ask you, you're the deciding vote, right? Which of these topics is the most boring? Alan, please, that breathing is terrifying.
I'm smoking.
We've got a child on the line. Don't smoke. Which of these topics is the worst? Is it Richard asking how high have you turned your oven up? Or is it Jonathan asking about a secret handshake?
Probably the oven one.
The oven one?
Yeah.
Goodbye, Richard.
I'll take that.
There we go, he's gone. Tommy, what'd you call in for?
I wanted to talk about ginger people.
What? Whoa, hang on a second. You can't be rude about ginger people.
I'm not. I am a ginger.
In that case, I love you. Tommy, stay there. Jonathan, Alan, we'll say goodnight back after this break.
The wild man of late night radio is back.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
I don't think I've given the phone number out yet. We've got about three lines free. Now is an excellent time to call in, but, well... They're filling quickly. Tommy?
Yes.
Tommy, can you hear me? Can you feel me near you? Tommy, can you see me? Well, can you let me hear you? Oh, Tommy, Tommy. I bet you get sung that all the time, don't you?
No.
Oh, so have you not listened to... Do you know there's an album, a double album by a rock group called The Who that's all about you?
I never knew that.
Yeah, there's an album. Well, it's not actually about you, but it's called Tommy. There's a whole album called Tommy.
Oh, I need to listen to that. Because...
You do, man. It's a little bit dark, but it's good. It's got some good songs in it. It's one of my favourite Who records. Anyway, Tommy, so tell me about ginger people. What's going on? Wagwan, wagwan.
Well, they're just get dissed as Irish people.
Why?
I'm full English and I'm not Irish.
Hang on. Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. You're not that Aaron fella who pretended to be an immigration officer phoning in again, are you? Doing a different voice?
No.
Okay, right, okay. Well, all right, first of all, right, there's nothing wrong with being Irish, okay, at all. Nothing wrong with being Irish at all. It's a fantastic race to be. But do you find, Tommy, that you get... What kind of ginger are you? Are you, like, proper full-on ginger?
No... I'm more like a light ginger, but not strawberry blonde.
Don't say, yeah, strawberry blonde. Strawberry blonde is made up. There's nothing wrong with being, you know, this is the thing. Do you get teased at school for it?
Well, not really, but there's this boy that calls me Gingerbread Man. So then I call him Brownie because he's got brown hair.
Okay, well, again, I mean, I'd have thought I'd be getting the most trouble from a 10-year-old. Because you ginger, Hannah, how do you feel when they call you Gingerbread Man?
I'm not ginger.
Sorry? No, not you, Hannah. I'm talking to Tommy.
Oh, you said Hannah?
No, I said, how do you feel?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, blimey. Well, I didn't even know you were still here.
Right. I'm still here,
right.
Yeah.
You stay there. Tommy, how do you feel when they call you Gingerbread Man?
Well, like, I don't really care.
Beautiful. That's the attitude to have, man.
Like, when I'm famous and they're working for me, I'll just be laughing in their faces.
What do you want to be famous for, Tommy? What do you want to do?
I don't know. Just maybe an artist. I'm not sure.
When you say an artist, what do you mean? A painting artist? A singing artist? What kind of thing?
Like an artist that does, like, drawings and stuff.
Yeah. Big bucks to be made in that if you're... are you any good at drawing?
No. Kind of.
I think you have to be really good at drawing to be an artist, but then you go and look at some Picassos and you think, blimey, I could do that.
Yeah, like... Some of the modern art is just, like, a brick on its side, and it's ridiculous. It's not actual art.
A brick on its side. Well, here's the thing. Well, that's a good one. Here's the thing. I've started going to Tate Britain. There's a gallery near here, right? And if I get to work a bit early, I'll go to Tate Britain for half an hour, 20 minutes. So just go walk in a different room each time and go and look at a few things, right? And some of it's brilliant. Some of it's rubbish. The best one I saw was by an Austrian artist, I think, and I can't remember his name, but he actually... This links up with The Who, right? Because he inspired... He created a style of art called auto-destruction. I think he was Austrian. And Pete Townsend from The who recorded an album called Tommy, went to one of his lectures in 1963. And after that, whenever Pete Townsend finished a concert, he would smash his guitars up on stage, right, as part of the show. And they had some of this guy's work there, and I was very keen to see it when I stumbled upon it. And one of the pieces of art was some dirty washing in a plastic bag held up by a piece of rope.
It's not art, that's everyday life.
Well, but who's to say that everyday life isn't art?
Me.
Fair play. All right, no, you got me there. No, you've totally stitched me up there, Tommy. I cannot argue with those statistics. Well, go and do that. Well, then, this is another thing, right? Next time, is that your mum I can hear giggling in the background?
Yes.
Right, well, the next time she says, Tommy, tidy your bedroom up, otherwise you'll have no play. Are you PlayStation or Xbox?
Yeah.
Xbox, good. Now I can hear Dad muscling in. Now Dad's getting worried. Next time they tell you to tidy your bedroom up, Tommy, go, no, it's a piece of art. Do you think you can do that?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Tommy, you had a good half term?
Yeah.
What's been the highlight for you?
I went and saw my little cousins yesterday. That was quite cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were really cute.
Yeah.
That was the best thing, I think.
Yeah. Are you back to school on Monday?
Back to school on Monday.
Looking forward to it? Gingerbread Man? Sorry? I'm teasing. Listen, kids will tease kids, and I've teased kids when I was a kid, and don't let it get to you, man. You sound like you've got your head screwed on the right way round, and ginger hair is beautiful, Tommy.
Yes, it is.
All right, mate. Listen, have a nice weekend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Who'd have thought, Hannah, we'd be treading precariously around race issues and hate crimes because of stuff that a 10-year-old was saying to me?
I know.
Isn't it outrageous? Broken Britain.
Yeah, definitely
he sounds like a good lad. Anything else, Hannah, or should I cut you off?
Well, I thought you were going to sing the Bare Naked Ladies postcard.
Oh, flipping heck.
And that was supposed to be at the beginning of the show.
All right, mate. I got a little bit subtracted from... don't pressure me, right? Because it's a really tough song to sing. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Here we go. Okay. Spent all day doing this. The third verse I struggle with. You can imagine so many monkeys in the Daily Mail, and all of them coming anonymously so they leave no trail. I never thought I'd have an admirer from overseas, but somebody's sending me stationery filled with chimpanzees. Some chimps in swimsuits, some chimps are swimming in palm of vine. No, 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 no. Here we go. I'm not going. I'm going to do it. Damn you, Hannah. You can't imagine so many monkeys in the Daily Mail, and all of them coming anonymously so they leave no trail. I never thought I'd have an admirer from overseas, but somebody's sending me stationery filled with chimpanzees. Some chimp in swimsuits, some chimps are swinging from a vine, some chimps in jack boots, some chimps that wish they could be mine. Starsky and Hutch chimps, a chimp who's sitting on the can, a pair of Dutch chimps who send their love from Amsterdam. Breathe. That's first one. There's the third line of this second verse. The third line of the second verse. I struggle.
Come on, you can do it.
Here we go. If I had to guess, I'd say the monkey sender thinks it's great. He's sending me, maybe she's sending me just to see me get irate. I'm losing sleep and it's going to be keeping me up all night. I thought it was funny, but now I've got money on a monkey fight. Some chimps in hard hats, chimps are working on a chain gang. Some chimps who love caps, burning rubber in a Mustang. Birthday wishing chimp, a chimp in black like a goth. A going fishing chimp, a British chimp in the bar. Yes! One more! Here we go. I can't do the first line of this verse. Okay, here we go. Somehow they follow me, even though I've had to move my home. No matter what, they come and they won't leave me alone. Another monkey in the mail can make me lose my mind, but look at me shuffling through the stacks until I finally find some chimps in swimsuits, some chimps in jack boots, some chimps in hard hats, some chimps who love cats. I've got some shaved chimps, that's chimps devoid of any hair. I've got depraved chimps dressed up in the women's underwear. Yes! Come on!
Yay.
Come on! Hang on a minute. We're going to go for the ending. We might as well. Here we go. See? Thank you, guys. Thank you. You just need a big breath now. Here we go. Some chimps in swimsuits, some chimps in jack boots, some chimps in hard hats, some chimps who love cats. I've got shaved chimps, that's chimps devoid of any hair. I've got depraved chimps dressed up in the women's underwear. Starsky and Hutch chimps, a chimp who's sitting on the can. A pair of Dutch chimps who send their love from Amsterdam. Some chimps in Mustangs, some chimps in chain gangs. I got a birthday wishing chimp and I got the going fishing chimp. Yes! Have it! Kiss it! Hannah, I destroyed you! I destroyed you, Hannah. I destroyed you. You literally all flipping day practicing that. And I had the kids. I was going, no, boys, I can't talk to you. I can't talk to you. I'm doing this. Oh, flipping heck.
Well done.
Is it politically incorrect to say I think I'm having a thrombo now? Thank you very much, Hannah.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Yes, Bruce.
Hip, hip, hip.
Hip, hip, hip.
Man, I honestly think Tommy has already got into my top five favourite callers of all time.
Who'd have thought we'd have so much trouble, though? I mean, boy, he was sailing close to the wind.
Well, I mean, especially after last night. I mean, you know, immediately the R word was almost being thrown about. And I thought, oh. I know. The funny thing is, Ian, right? I've been quite busy this week. I've not been able to listen to the show too much. And last night was the first time I got to sit down.
Or Quado.
Just as I switched on, that call was the next call that happened.
Yeah. For those who missed it, we had a call last night from a guy, and I've since found out who he is, right? He was pretending to be an immigration officer, and I was pretending to be a psychedelic robot, right? And pretending that I was just like a robot answering him. Very early on, he started nudging towards not even casual racism, quite unpleasant racism. And I let it go on a bit longer than I would normally would have, because I was enjoying being a psychedelic robot. There's a sentence. But then he kind of crossed the line and I had to steam in. And it was obviously he was doing a character. It was obviously a prank call. And I welcome the prank call, Farmer John, anyone. but he was rubbish and it was unpleasant. It was really unpleasant. And I kind of took him to task on it. And it was tense to do, Bruce. I imagine it was a very tense listen.
it was a very tense listen, but at the same time, absolutely captivating radio.
Yeah, yeah. I found out who he is because he went on Periscope before the call, right? He phoned up as Aaron, and then he came on and pretended he was Stephen. But he went on periscope.tv/Ian Lee before the call, telling everyone exactly what he was going to do. That he was going to phone up and pretend to be an immigration officer. So I've got lots of nice people on Periscope who police it, and a few of them sent me emails and screen grabs of what he'd said. So I was able to find him. He's at Mr. Toffee Crisp on Periscope, although I think he's closed it down, but I'm not sure. And he bills himself as an Asian comedian. He's an Asian fella, but the comedian word was the one that struck me as being quite odd, you know, because it wasn't funny at all.
Sorry, it's a very fine line when you have comedy characters called in.
Yeah.
And like you said, Farmer was brilliant. Right. I mean, that was, again...
I'm being told off by Kath, because we think the farmer may have been a real farmer, and I apologise for that, yes.
Well, yeah, whatever he was. It was still a great call, whether he was a farmer or not.
Yeah.
But when you have calls like that, you know, you have to be really good at your act, your character, yeah, whatever it is. And that guy last night, I don't know what he was attempting to do, but if that's a comedian... I mean, he's never going to, you know, maybe an open mic or something, he's going to get booed off the stage. I mean, it just wasn't an entertaining.
And also,
it
was nasty. It was nasty. And and I've been nasty in the past in my comedy. I'm really, really trying to make an effort not to be nasty anymore. And I'm getting so much better at shunning it. But I gave him the chance to. I gave him about three or four get out cards, and he wouldn't accept them. If he'd have just said, do you know what, mate, yeah, I got it wrong, really sorry, boom, fantastic, nice one, man. But he couldn't. It was just a real tone of unpleasantness, and I had to, I'm afraid, come back at him with unpleasantness. It was in the podcast that we put out after the show. I have to say as well, for though not everyone stays up for the last hour of the show, which is disappointing, because the last hour of the show last night, I don't even know what happened, right? Did you hear it, Bruce?
No, by that point, I was tending to my kids.
That's fine, man. You don't need to give a note to me. It's a radio show. No. I get it's a radio show and people dip in and dip out, right?
Mm.
It was the funniest... It was about 30 minutes when Rob Bonet phoned up, and I never thought I'd say this about Rob. It was the funniest thing I have sat and listened to. I wasn't even driving it, right? Someone else was driving it. For years. And that is now out as a bonus podcast. So there is a second podcast of last night's show with bits from the last hour in, because it was just... I don't know what happened, Bruce. I can't even describe it. You'd have to go and listen to it. It was incredible, really.
But, I mean, the thing is, like, I mean, and the start of this show, I think, was so completely random. I tried to call in first. Everyone seemed to have it in for Caddick, bless him. bless his cotton socks. But... you know, just the content of it. I mean, how random. I mean, go back to the question, which I do think is the stupidest question that anyone's ever asked for a topic.
Yeah.
Well, my old oven used to go up to 250.
Yeah. There
That's what you want to put it on if you want to dry some clothing really quickly.
Yeah.
But you'd never cook anything at 250, really.
Yeah.
But just complete randomness.
Yeah.
The handshake thing doesn't make good radio because you can't see what a handshake looks like over the radio. But still captivating. And
welcome,
then you get Tommy.
Welcome.
Tommy coming.
Bruce, I've got to let you go. I've got to let you go. That's Russ's music. That's the Russ alarm. Thank you, Bruce. Hang on. Russ, are you there?
Sorry, as I was just doing my tango.
Yeah, we go, Russ. The alarm has sounded. I knew that means you had to be in the building. Good evening, Russ. Hip, hip, hip.
Hip, hip, hip.
Hip, hip, hip.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. And, look, Tommy's mum and dad have just tweeted us. Thank you. Thank you, Eddie. Anyway, Russ, what you got for us, buddy?
Oh, yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed Tommy's call. Yeah. And the next time I see someone on Periscope saying, oh, I'd like to call him, but I'm scared. And what? A 10-year-old's just done it and nailed it.
He nailed it to the floor, didn't he?
I just can't. I don't know where. I mean, I used to ring. I started at the age of about 12 ringing radio stations, but I wasn't that confident.
Hey, can I ask you a personal question, Russ?
Yeah, yeah.
Have we won you over completely from Ian Collins on LBC now? Or do you flick back and forth? It's not. I won't be upset. I'm just curious. Do you flick back and forth, or have we got you completely?
No. I'll be totally honest, right?
Yeah.
I did on my group when you first started.
Yeah.
It was when Talk Radio first started, and you know, there was a few who was having a bit of a chat, and I was like, well, I'm not sure about this new Talk Radio yet. I mean, it was the first week.
Yeah.
And I did put, I'm not sure about Ian Lee, because I didn't know you.
No, of course not. No reason you should.
No, I am won over, mate. I've got a stunner. You'd think I'm patronising you, but you've asked me, and yeah, I am won over. But I do. You see, Ian was my first love.
Ian Collins, you're referring to.
In radio terms.
Yeah.
So I'll always have a strong flame for him, and I do still listen, but I need fun in my life, you know what I mean, at the moment. I don't want too much darkness and getting what you call it, tied down with all the Brexit. And I mean, I've got my strong opinions on many things, but I find it can consume your everyday life.
I'm a radio geek, Russ. I'm a big radio geek, right? Genuinely, I cannot believe... I'm like Mike TV in Charlie in the Chocolate Factory when he wanders into the TV, right? It's like, how did I get in here? I'm a radio geek, and I have been since I was about 14... No, actually younger, but 14 seriously, right? And I listen to a lot of speech radio primarily, right? And I've always thought that 10 o'clock at night on a weeknight should be for a laugh. Should be for a laugh. I don't want to be thinking about Brexit or about immigration or about any of that kind of stuff for big chunks of the evening. I want to have a laugh. And we can kind of touch on that stuff, and we have touched on that stuff, but I want to have a laugh at this time of night. And no one's been doing a show for... Well, since I left Absolute, no one's been doing a show late at night. When I left Absolute, Russ, right... which used to be Virgin, and it was a music show, but it was primarily a phone-in. We play about 5 songs an hour, but it's primarily a phone-in, right? And when I left, I thought, I'm never going to get the chance to do a show where I get to mess around again, right? And I wrote a nice, long blog about how I was kind of putting that style of radio to one side. I was going to move to BBC local radio, and don't worry, kids, because somebody will come and will pick up the baton soon and will kind of carry on doing the kind of stuff I was doing, but in their own unique way, right? That was 5 years ago, and no one's done it. No one's done it. No, I thought there'd be a rush of people trying to do, you know, stupid late-night phone-ins, and there's no one doing it. We've got no competition.
Do you think some presenters, over time, start to take themselves too seriously?
I think it's down to presenters taking themselves too seriously and wanting to mature, which I did, and I did. I kind of grew up at this show. This show is more mature than the LBC show, which was 8 years ago, by a long, long way, right? But also it's bosses, it's radio bosses that are scared, that think you lot are stupid, right? I had a boss once who said, Ian, the listeners are stupid. That you talk down to them. I said, no. If they are stupid, which I don't think they are, let's bring them up to our level. I think radio bosses are scared of doing something a little bit different, which is why I'm, you know, blessed to have bosses here who have not... They've barely spoken to me. Apart from to say, keep up the good work, we're really enjoying the show.
It's funny you should say that, Ian, because I've been thinking for a while since it started, and I personally... I'll give you my opinion based on past experience. I think it's going to be get to the point where we've... Where, you know, when good things always come to an end, I can't see...
You're not predicting the end of this show already, are you?
No. I can't see this present format in the sense of the callers that call, like myself, and regulars, the fun that we have. Yeah. I can't see it lasting long term, I'll be honest.
Blimey, Russ, I've only been here 2 months.
No, I'm not about your show, but before your gaffers get involved at some point, 6 months, 12 months, 18 months down the line. So,
I know what you mean.
Right, Ian,
it won't last
forever. You know, we need to change direction.
Yeah. It won't, Russ, I've got to move on because I'm really late for a break and I kept missing all the breaks last night. It won't last forever. It never does. But let's enjoy it while we can. I haven't given the phone number out once yet.
Uncut after-hours conversation for the up-all-night generation. Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
We're going to go the whole first hour without giving out the phone number. That's nuts. Are you listening, Hartley Brewer? You could be listening to her. She does the other end of the day to me, 10 till 1. Mondays to Fridays, 10 o'clock in the morning. Apparently that time exists. Oh, I nearly... I swallowed... I was eating nuts earlier on, and I'm still 45 minutes later. I've got nut detritus in my mouth, something Catherine knows a lot about. And, no, because you're having nuts as well. And just swallowed a bit then, as I was talking about Julie Hartley Brewer. Yes, Thomas?
Good evening.
Hip, hip, hip.
Yeah, I'm ringing to talk about the subject you didn't want to talk about.
How rude.
Yeah, Brexit.
Go on.
I think the reason people are so disenfranchised with it is because it's so bloody negative.
Well, hang on, what are we talking about? We're talking about ovens?
The referendum.
Oh, well, OK.
Both sides, negative. You've got the Remain side, yeah. Who, you know, if we leave the EU, well, Hordes of Locusts will be erupting from people's eyes and blah-de-blah-de-blah. And then you've got the Leave campaign. If we don't leave, hordes of migrants and terrorists will come into the country.
We have to tread carefully about what we talk about because, you know, of broadcasting and legal restrictions that are placed upon us. But it's boring, isn't it? It's boring. And it's on the radio all the time. You listen to other stations. This is the most important decision Britain will ever have to make. Well, I don't really think it's going to affect me much either way. And I don't care. I think it's a boring... It makes boring radio, as you are illustrating excellently. Mm. And it's a boring... The whole thing's boring.
I think the real shame is it could be positive. There are positive arguments for both sides. And we've not heard any of them.
All I want, right, is I just want someone to tell me the facts. How much are we spending? How much do we get back? Will I have more or less money afterwards? And that'll do for me.
I can pretty much answer all of those for you if it helps.
We're not allowed to.
Oh, no, you can't. No, damn. Okay.
Which is great, which is a great restriction, because who wants to... But why do you want to talk about it, Thomas?
Because I find it really troubling that nobody's actually having a proper conversation about it. I mean, you're just talking about LBC, and they've turned it into this really life or death decision. You have the current host on at the moment, who I'm not a big fan of, who turns everything into a joke. I mean, not in a good way. It's like a kind of competing against people's ideas.
And but it's boring. It's boring, though. The whole Brexit thing, right?
Mm.
It's boring. I've not watched even the bit when that rude girl was really rude to David Cameron, right? She was rude. Everyone's going, oh, she owned him. No, she didn't. She was actually, I mean, you know, whatever your view is on the in or outs of it, right?
Yeah.
She was rude to David Cameron. Who thought I'd be defending David Cameron? But she was rude to him. I didn't even watch that. I've not watched any of it. Because honestly, the outcome, I couldn't give a monkey's.
I have my own personal opinion of which way I'd like the referendum to go. I won't air it, obviously.
No, thank you.
But I just find it incredibly depressing, to be honest. And, you know, we talk about all the time, and this isn't so much about the referendum, you know, people being fed up with politics and low turnouts and that. You know, and people scratching their head, well, why is that? Well, I mean, you don't have to look any further than this stupid referendum. And I've been talking about it a lot, and I've now reached a point where it's like, do you know what? I've had enough. I really don't want to talk about it, and now I'm ringing in to you to tell you that.
But no, you're ringing in to talk about it!
No, it's like a mental illness.
well, just leave it. Just leave it and let it, you know. Vote if you want to. Don't vote if you don't want to. Again, I'm not even allowed to tell you to vote, which is great, because I don't care. I don't care. Honestly, the next day, I'll read the paper and go, oh, right, OK, we decided that, did we? Onwards and upwards, I'm off to work. Bye-bye. It's boring!
Go back to an earlier point you're talking about museums, not galleries.
Yep.
Did you see that article the other day about the person that left their glasses on the floor of the art gallery?
Oh,
and over the next couple of hours, people were going in, getting down on their hands and knees and taking pictures of glasses, thinking it was an element of the the art gallery.
Absolutely beautiful. I love it.
Absolutely typify all that is wrong with the art world. Right?
Well, no. I think that's all that's right with the art world. I love all of that. Me and Kath went to the Tate Britain the other day. I said, oh, Tate Britain's really near us. We're early for it. Come with me. This is where I like to go and hang out a little bit before the show and just kind of soak up the vibes, right? And we were laughing. I said a bag of dirty laundry being held up. That piece of work was 70 years old, right? It's by this famous Austrian artist. I'd heard of him. And there was... Oh, there was a shower head. There was a shower head, right? That was just tossed on the floor and painted blue. A shower head. And everyone's looking at it going, oh, yeah, this really says it. And we were wetting ourselves with laughter. And I love it. I love it. It's art because someone has called it art. And that's all you've got to do. Yeah. You call it art, it becomes a piece of art. Someone's willing to pay 50,000, 100,000, £1 million for that. Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. I'll do it. I do genuinely think, and I used to, who's the bed lady? Tracy Emin. I used to be quite rude about Tracy Emin, particularly on the 11 o'clock show, and in private, I used to be quite rude about her. I think she's a genius. Yeah. I think she's a genius. If she can get, what, was it something like £1.2 million for a dirty bed? Fantastic.
Imagine if somebody's parents came in and washed up the bed, and exactly. Then, I didn't realise.
Thomas, listen, it's nice to talk to you, Thomas. Thank you, mate. If I ever meet Tracy Emin, I'm going to apologise to her for being rude about her on telly. I think she's a genius. Seriously, right? Some of those works of art are wonderfully hilarious and obtuse. And if someone is willing to pay £1.2 million for a dirty bed, right? Who's the genius, her or me? Her? Do you know what I mean? It goes, she's brilliant. More power to her, more dirty beds, please. I know there's more to it than that. Oh, God, look, some of you have been waiting for ages. Yes, Kevin, I'm sorry I've kept you waiting for so long. I do apologise. Kevin?
Oh, me?
Yeah, well, is that Kevin?
Sorry.
You were dozing off.
Kevin.
I
was falling asleep. I'd
left you there for half an hour, mate, and I apologise. That was rude of me.
Hip, hip, hip. Actually, the reason I'm called in is because on my time hop on Facebook came up today
time
6 years
hop.
Ago. Yeah, you know, time hop, it's like it tells you what you did 6 years ago to the day and things like that.
Yeah.
You know it?
Yeah, I know.
It came up, I put a status, I played football with Ian Lee. It was when you was at Absolute and you'd done the five-a-side.
Oh, yeah, we had a football tournament. Yeah. And Andre turned up with a bottle of wine. He was necking a bottle of wine.
That wasn't me.
No, not you. Andre was.
Oh, Andre was lagging, yeah.
Yeah.
But Vinny was late and then you needed someone to fill in until we turned up and I played for you guys.
Oh, well, thank you very much indeed. Remember? And do you know what? Maybe this summer. Hey, there's football pitch. There's a football pitch over the road. This summer we get a little five-a-side tourney going on with some of the listeners. Kath looking at me as if to say, what the hell?
Yeah.
Kath, you can come in if you...
She could be the keeper.
Yeah, well, she could be the keeper.
Yeah.
She lets too many balls in. that is actually sexual harassment there. You pulled a face then, Kath, when I suggested we have a little footy tourney.
Pulled a different face when you suggested something else.
That was inappropriate. That was inappropriate banter. I apologise for that. It's because I've been... the Talk Sport boys have been rubbing off on me. Andy Goldstein's been rubbing off on me.
Well, you should report that.
Little footy tournament over there. We rent it for an hour.
OK.
Why do you... I've done it before with Kevin Kane.
I know, I've seen the footage.
Yeah, why you say no?
Well, no, I think it'll be interesting.
All right, we'll do it. We'll book it.
I'm not playing.
Come on, Kath.
We'll book
on,
it Kath. For summer holidays.
I don't run.
Well, I don't run or play football. It's tiny in there. There's no room to run. Proper five-a-side.
I've got to say, Tommy was absolutely brilliant, really.
He put all every other caller to shame this evening. He was so good.
So, right, back to this football tournament. And not that I'm not interested in Tommy, because I thought he was wonderful. Are you expecting me to play?
No, you don't have to play. You can.
I could show you my Rabona.
You could... you could come on at half time and be the half time entertainment. You could do your share or your Cilla Black.
They're the same thing.
A tribute to those that have passed and those that will soon pass.
Cheerleader, Kath.
No,
all right, well, I'll work something up.
You don't need to play. Let's find out. One day in the summer holidays, before the show, about 6 o'clock, we'll do it. We'll have a game of football over there.
Do you reckon you'll have enough takers?
How many phone calls we had in this hour? Well, and I've not even given the number out.
I know, but I think about our listeners, the more liars down, aren't they, the runners about?
No, these... all right.
You think they're peak physical specimens?
Call up if you'd be interested in taking part in a football tournament hosted by me, the Ian Lee, Euro Championship Leagues.
You might need to think about the title.
I know the titles. I know all about football. didn't we do well last night? Not really, because the other team were down to 10 players. Well, you know, it was a tough game. It was a tough game. But they had 10 players, you muppet. I don't know what I'm talking about. I just listen to the two mics.
I know the offside rule.
Okay, do you know that rule? Kevin, you've planted a seed, mate. We're going to do that again.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, mate. Listen, nice calling. Nice one for calling. Thank you very much indeed. We're going to do that.
All right.
That's the plan, Stan. Simon, Martin and Jim, stay there. Stay parked, because I want to give them a fair crack O-V-W. What's that?
I'm planning my outfit. I'm going to, like, wear an old school tracksuit and a whistle and that.
I'm going to wear short shorts.
We've got our outfits mixed up again.
I'm going to wear short shorts. We'll do that. That'll be a bit of fun.
I think it'll be funny. It'll be fun.
That'll be fun. Then we'll go down the Chinese. Book a table at the Chinese. Down the road. Culture Grub. It's called Culture Grub. The Chinese round that corner from us is actually called Culture Grub.
And they love us as well.
Well, they don't always give us a sweetie at the end with our bill, which they give to one of those little chocolate eclairs, Cadbury's chocolate eclairs. We don't always get that.
No.
Which means, they know what drinks we're going to have. Tap water for me, Diet Coke for you.
Yeah.
Chicken and peanut sauce for a starter.
Yeah.
Then
sweet and sour
pork with boiled rice.
Although sometimes we shock them by choosing something else and then regret it.
Yeah, we like to keep the Chinese on their toes. okay, well, if you want to take part in the football tournament, I'm not going to give out the phone number because that will be the whole first hour of the show where it has not left my lips. Instead, I'm just going to point to Ed.
Talk Radio.
This is Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio. We've got Jim, we've got Martin, we've got Simon. We have got a few lines free. Now would be an excellent time to call up during the news. What's the highest you've ever turned your oven on? That's the only thing I can remember we've talked about in the first hour of the show. There must have been more to it than that, mustn't there? No? Oh, well.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Bobby Giuseppe?
I do kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a man so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone past with a girl named Bo. But somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I die for a living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building. I might roll a brand new car. 'Cause I'm the unknown stuntman. Such a star. I've never spent much time in school, but I taught ladies plenty. It's true, I hire my body out for pay. Hey, hey, I've gotten burned over Cheryl Teagues, blown up for Raquel Welch. But when I wind up in the hay, it's only hay. An open drawbridge or Tarzan from a vine. 'Cause I'm the unknown stuntman that makes Eastwood look so fine.
Right. Tonight after midnight we have I'm tempted to do another Periscope love bomb. I'm tempted, but I'm not convinced by it yet, because I'd have to turn off my Periscope on my phone, and I'm not convinced by it. So let's think. Let's go to Jim. Evening, Jim.
Hello, Ian.
Hip, 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 Jim.
Hip, hip, hip.
Hip, hip, hip. What do you got for us, boss?
I don't know. I was just thinking about your short shorts.
Yeah, I bet you were, buddy.
Do they have a netted lining?
No, they don't. And sometimes a ball might fall out. Bobby, can I just say, who's the lead singer of Primal Scream, Jim?
No idea. Last time I rang you, you asked me about music knowledge, and I have no music knowledge at all.
Hang on a second. Stay there. Let me bring Martin. Martin?
Okay.
Martin?
Hip, hip, hip.
Hip, 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 Martin. Martin, who's the lead singer of Primal Scream?
Bobby Gillespie.
Thank you. Who's Bobby Giuseppe?
Bobby Gibb, he played for Italy. He's available for your five-a-side tournament.
The poor sod's fallen off the stage and knackered himself. Let's try and get his name right. It's Bobby Gillespie. I'm not a massive Primal Scream fan. I liked the... What was the pop album they did?
Screamadelica.
No, I didn't. I bought that the other day for a quid, right? There's only three good songs on there.
They were all high on drugs.
They were very high on drugs. We can say that without fear of contradiction. What is it? Give out, but don't give up. The one that's got get your rocks on, honey.
Oh, the Rolling Stones rip-off album.
The Rolling Stones rip-off album. I like that album. But I never really got them. But I like the fact that Bobby Giuseppe and Primal Scream exist, because it's nice that a band that I think are quite noisy and quite raucous and quite unmelodic are going for so long and are still so successful. I think that's good.
Do you think it was perhaps a tribute to Primal Scream and Bobby Giuseppe is a tribute to Bobby Gillespie?
Hey, it could be. Okay, what would you... Okay, here, Jim, you can play this as well.
This is way beyond my music knowledge.
I'm going to bring you in, man.
Okay,
What would you call a Primal Scream tribute act?
Primal Dream?
Yeah, not bad. Okay, that's not bad. That was you, wasn't it, Jim? Yeah, that's not bad. Martin, yep. Can we beat Primal Dream? It's not bad. It's a good starting block.
Primal
Cream.
Something that rhymes with...
Whipped cream, no.
That's actually tough, isn't it?
Primal Whipped Cream.
Tough, yeah.
Primer Scream.
I think Primal Dream's better.
Who's saying that?
It's Jim.
Well, yeah, that was your suggestion, Jim. I like Primal Dream, Primal Cream, Primal Stream. Maybe we keep the scream and we work on the primal word.
Yeah, it's hard to get something to rhyme with that.
Primal, Giuseppe Scream.
Dimal. I'm going through the alphabet. Primal. Gimal. Heimal.
Heimal sounds a bit Nazi-ish, doesn't it?
Yeah. Heimal
Scream?
No. My name is Heimal.
My name is Heimal Scream, and you will answer the questions, or you will be in very big trouble with my boss, Bobby Giuseppe.
Who sells the pizza?
And other racial stereotypes are available.
Yes, sorry.
No, don't. I was playing the game as well. Call in. I'm not going to give out the number. Call in if you have a name for a Primal Scream tribute act, guys.
And you still haven't given out the number. I had to go on the internet to find the number.
Here's a good one from Drivelcast on Twitter. Primark Scream.
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh. Or Primal. Actually, that's a good name for a band that isn't a tribute band. Primal. What are your influences? Well, we're influenced by Primal Scream, and we were considering becoming a Primal Scream tribute band, but we couldn't come up with a name, except for whatever that one was, so we decided to create our own band.
Yeah, could happen.
Why can't I hear the Carpenters? Hang on, we don't want the Carpenters there. Hang on a second, go away.
Oh, did you see that documentary was on tonight about Karen Carpenter?
Which documentary about Karen Carpenter?
I think it was Channel 5, One About Her Life. It started at 9 o'clock, so you could have caught the first, say, 45 minutes of it.
Could have caught the whole first hour of it.
Well, do you start exactly at 10?
Well, 9:59 and 30 seconds.
Oh, that's impressive.
It's not
bad. I thought you'd need a bit of prep before, maybe.
So the prep tonight, right? The prep tonight was going to Nando's, and then when we came back... I have compiled a beautiful playlist on my iTunes. I created a whole folder, 29 songs.
A playlist for Talk Radio.
Yeah, and I've called it Late Night Psychedelic.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it does. It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. But I don't know what I can do with it. But I've got a few ideas. So we'll... Well, see, Jim, did we get to the point of your phone call?
I was thinking about things that are broken. You were talking about that last night, though, so I think I might be a bit
it's
late.
All right. No, we don't know. Listen, anyone is allowed to go back and forth in time with the topics that we have done or the topics that we will do in the future. I haven't got a problem with that at all, man.
Back and forth in time as well. That's a good subject.
Yeah.
Back to the Future 2 is on at the moment. I'm missing it in order to speak to you.
It's the best of the Back to the Future trilogy.
I totally agree. I have a friend who's obsessed with Back to the Future, and he thinks Back to the Future 1 is the best.
No. And 3, as we all know, is a turkey. I mean, I hate cowboys. Cowboys are just boring.
Yeah. But 2 plays with the concept perfectly. It does everything that it needs to do.
Do I remember correctly? Didn't they have, like, a countdown clock in Times Square when they were going to release the sequels? And weren't 2 and 3 released simultaneously?
Well, that would have been in, 1989? 88?
Yeah,
that
why
was
not?
That was before my time, Ian. That was...
Flipping. I remember it being a big... I'm sure they came out at the same time.
I think they made them at the same time.
Right.
I don't think they were released at the same time. I think they filmed them at the same time.
Well, what was the gap between 2 and 3, then?
Oh, were they filmed back-to-back, then?
They were filmed Back to the Future. 2 and 3 were filmed back-to-back. Who was the fella that was supposed to be Marty McFly, and they filmed about a half of the film?
Yeah.
And then Steven Spielberg went, nah, it ain't working. And they sacked him off, and they had to refilm.
Oh, it was...
Wasn't Eric Stoltz, was it? Was it Eric Stoltz?
Yes, it was.
It was Stoltz, wasn't it? Mask.
So they actually filmed, like, half of the film with him.
Yeah.
You can see it online. You can look. They have the actual scenes.
Imagine being Stoltz, right, and you filmed half of Back to the Future. And every night you go home and your mum says, Eric, I know that you're upset because you're badly... You go home and your mum is Cher, right? And every night she says, listen, let's go and look in the Hall of Mirrors so you look normal, right? That wouldn't work. That wouldn't work, would it? He's going, oh, it's great, Mum. You know, despite this massive facial disfigurement, this Back to the Future film is really boosting my confidence, right? And then halfway through shooting, you come home and you're crying and Cher goes, what's wrong? I don't want to talk about it. Go on, what's wrong? I don't want to talk about it. Go on, let's go to the Hall. I don't want to go to the Hall of Mirrors. That wouldn't work.
But, Ian, you need to look at a guy called John Titor.
Oh, yeah.
You look.
I know John Titor. I'm aware of John Titor. Why don't you blow the listeners' minds and tell them who John Titor is, please?
Okay, John Titor is a guy who...
Listen to this.
I mean, I couldn't tell you the exact time he started, but he was writing stuff on internet message boards. Yep. He just suddenly popped up out of nowhere. Yeah. Like, you know, we're talking about 15 years ago now.
Yeah.
And he claimed to be a time traveller from the future.
Yep.
And he made various predictions about what's happening
this
in the
future.
This
was on, like, internet forums in about 1996 and stuff like that, wasn't it? And he was sent on a mission by the military to go back and collect something.
And he was collecting, an old computer that could only run some kind of programming system from the 70s or something like that. They needed in order to break some kind of code that they have then. But he also, gave details of his, time travel, which was, through... He travelled in, a Chevy or something like that?
Yeah.
And he gave really minute details about... And people didn't understand what he was posting, and that's why it was so interesting in a way, because it was...
And then he vanished.
He
went back to the future, or he was killed by the American government.
Yes. Yeah, one or the other.
Martin!
You need to look up as well,
yeah, go
Ian,
on.
The Somerton Man. That's a good unsolved mystery, that one is.
Oh, I love a look at that. So, Martin, did we get to the point of your phone call?
The point, well, I didn't really have a point. The point of my phone call was I was just inspired by Tommy, because I listened to you for quite a while, Ian, and I enjoyed the show, and I thought, if Tommy can phone you up, I might as well phone you up.
Beautiful. Well, you have done. And it's easy.
Yeah.
The thing is, and this is... Do you know what, Martin? Thank you, because you've taught me something. I need to stop asking what the point of the phone call is, because then that will put people off who think there has to be a point. And, of course, there doesn't have to be a point. I need to come up with new language. What we are doing, Martin and Jim, right now, is we are evolving the late-night phone-in, right? Because I can't ask people, what did we get to the point of what you wanted to talk about? Because neither of you have had a point, but we've just had a 15-minute chat.
Just having a chat.
I've just thought of a point because I thought you would ask me that, so I've thought of one.
Go on then, yeah, that's fine, man.
I've got a theory, and you don't live up to my theory, and I want to ask you, how have you broken my theory?
Okay, well, I could be the exception that proves the rule, whatever that means.
You seem to be, but I wanted to ask you, how have you managed to do this? My theory is, I'll put it to you.
Yes, sir.
If you ask someone what their 20 favourite or meaningful songs in their life that they would like, they would be songs that were made in their teenage years, because I think that's when music influences them. But you break that theory. You like all this sort of 60s and 70s music, and I wonder why. Why is that the music you like?
That I got into when I was a teenager. Jim, you disagreed strongly with that. I can hear you going, no.
Sorry.
No, no, it's fine. No, go on, go on. What, tell me why.
I think that you're incredibly influenced by the music that your parents played as well. So a lot of the things that would be in my top...
I think there is
to a certain extent, right? It's different for everybody, right? But the things that influenced me... My mum and dad were really into... My dad was into Neil Diamond and my mum was into Dr. Hook, right?
Yeah.
And so I grew up hating them. Dr. Hook and Neil Diamond.
Yeah. I was the same with the Beatles.
Yeah, interesting. I love them. I love Dr. Hook and I love Neil Diamond now, and I'm so blessed that the lead singer from Dr. Hook, Dennis, I call him a mate now because I've got his number and we message each other a lot, right? And it, what a blessing that is. And kind of, I got into the Monkees because when I was three, my mum gave me the I'm a Believer single. I used to watch it on the telly. But also part of it was because my sister was really into the Beatles. Right? She's listening now. She was really into the Beatles. So me really being into the Monkees, although I was obsessed but with them, was also kind of two fingers up at her saying, look, I'm... Not two fingers. It was me exerting my independence as a teenager against my sister who was older than me and who was... already exerted significantly more independence.
You do go, like, slightly against that, what you were given as a kid, but then I think you come back to it again, don't you?
Here's the thing, right? I'm late for a break, so I'm going to have to go in a second, right? But you don't need to tell me which way you vote, particularly not in the Brexit. I'm talking, like left and right, Labour or Conservative or Lib Dem or whatever, right? Or UKIP, whatever. Do you vote the same as your parents or the opposite to your parents?
I'm slightly more left-wing than my parents are.
Martin?
So I'd be more left-wing.
See, my theory is you're kind of the opposite to your parents politically, right? My parents were always voted Tory, Maggie Thatcher, all of that stuff, and I tend to vote Labour, Lib Dem, kind of go that way. I don't think I could ever vote Tory. And I wonder if that is a constant rule that holds pretty hard and fast, with obvious exceptions. I wonder if that's the case. I wonder if, therefore, my boys will be voting UKIP in about 15 years' time. Oh, God.
what is it, BNP or something?
Oh, God, no, don't. Jim, Martin, listen, really nice to talk to you. I've got to move on because I'm so late for a break. No, absolute pleasure. Tris, Simon, we've got so many callers. There are about three lines free. Now is an excellent time to give us a call.
Late night conversation. Wealth losing sleep over.
Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Simon. Evening, Simon.
Hep, hep, hep.
Hep, hep, hep. Simon, how are you, sir?
I'm very well, actually, thank you. How are you, sir?
I'm all right. I'm hungry. I'm really tired. Had a long day learning another postcard by Bare Naked Ladies. And
I seen you smash that stuff.
I smashed it.
Yeah,
and I got a busy day, so I've got the kids tomorrow. Then I'm doing Sky News on Sunday morning. So I'm up at 5 on Sunday morning. Flippin' heck!
That's a bandit.
All that for 200 nicker. Never mind, never mind, never mind. It's worth it. It'll get me out of bed. Then I'm getting a haircut Sunday.
I don't have hair, so I'm pretty jealous.
No, it's fine. These things happen. Anyway, Simon, what you got for us?
Well, let me start at the start. The last couple of nights, not enough people have been saying hip, hip, hip at the start.
There's been a couple, Simon, you're right, and it really, it disappoints me, and it gets me very, very angry.
I'm disappointed, man.
Yeah, furious.
You've set up a thing, and people aren't abiding. And then I phoned in to be the angry listener this evening.
Oh, yeah, go on, man.
That you requested.
Yes, please.
Well, I'm incandescent with rage over the Country File viewer that wanted secret handshakes, and then the utter plum that wanted you to be Nick Ferrari. But can I offer you?
That was it. That was odd, wasn't it? Brexit's boring, but I'm going to phone in and talk about Brexit. Okay.
Yeah.
And then,
can I offer you a Primal Scream tribute act?
Yeah, oh, mate, please do. For Bobby Giuseppe, yes. And there's a tribute to Bobby Giuseppe. What would we call a Primal Scream tribute act?
Primal Scam.
Primal Scam. I like that. That is good, man. That is good. It's up there. Well, Simon, you have my blessing. Off you go and start that band.
Have a good show. Good
Cheers,
day.
Mate. Ta-ta. There we go. Bobby Giuseppe has fallen off stage. I wonder if he knows yet. I wonder if anybody's told him yet. Tris is on the line. Evening, Tris.
Hip, hip, hip,
Tris. Well done. Bit of enthusiasm wouldn't go amiss.
Oh, I've had a shocking day, mate.
Hey, what's happened, man?
Oh, well, bloody boiler's gone.
Yeah.
So we had to phone the landlord, got this bloke round, and he was holding a part because he thought it's a part we might need.
Yeah.
He asked to borrow a screwdriver to take the thing off. Oh, and...
Did you have a screwdriver?
I did have a screwdriver.
Well, lucky for him, the plumber, that you had a screwdriver. That's good of you.
Yes. Yeah, I know. I felt good about that. Anyway, he fixed it allegedly, but left me with all the water running. We had hot water, brilliant, everything like that. Turn the water off after he's gone, and he's the pressure gauge has going off the scale.
Yeah.
The whole thing's shaking on the wall, and there's water coming out the bottom of it. I phone him. Voicemail.
Hey, of course it is.
So I've had to fix it using Google. I ended up fixing it anyway. We got hot water, everything like that. Anyway, I'm driving to work tonight. Yeah. Get a phone call off the wife.
Here we go.
And we've got central heating should we need it. We've got hot water galore.
Beautiful.
No gas going to the kitchen though. We've got nothing. Oh mate.
Well, the thing about gas, you want to make sure that's. So is it turned off or is it leaking somewhere? Because if it's leaking somewhere, you're all going to die.
Well, hopefully I don't get home tonight to a house full of dead bodies.
Oh, blimey, don't. I mean, the chance of that happening a second time would be awful.
Yeah, I know.
The first time was bad luck, but... yes.
Anyway, at work tonight, right?
Yes, mate.
I'm an agency chef, so I go around bailing people out.
When you turn up as an agency chef, right, do you ever have to say to someone... Here, sorry, I'm making this cake. You couldn't give me a whisk, could you? You got a spare whisk I can borrow? Like the plumber did with the screwdriver.
I'll take my own bits because I'm bloody professional,
good
mate.
Man. Well done, well
done. Yeah, but there's this fella, this young Asian fella, and he was awful, and I was just sort of, we're getting busy.
It wasn't a bloke called Aaron, was it?
No, okay. It wasn't.
No.
And anyway, I'm trying to like encourage him, get him moving, and he says, oh, what are you, some kind of racist? It's like, I've just had one of those days.
You should have gone, yes, and what's your problem with that?
Yeah, I know.
I'm a massive racist.
Part of me wished I was.
There's a sentence I never thought I'd hear. Part of me wishes I was a racist. That's going to be the title of my autobiography, by the way. Part of me wishes I was a racist.
Well, I mean, if Twitter's to be believed, you are, aren't you?
So... Yes. If Twitter and various other sites are to be believed, then yes, I am a huge, mahoosive racist. I'm wondering what to do, Tris... After midnight, right, I've kind of got an idea that I can't put into words, and it might not work.
Okay.
And it would require a lot of people to phone in, and we don't always get a lot of phone calls after midnight, and it might not work, right? Or we do another... Do you hear the Periscope Love Bomb we did the other week?
Yeah.
Maybe we do another one of them. I'm thinking...
It's soon, isn't it?
Well, this
you don't
is...
want to make it a staple. That's the thing about this show. It's all I mean, listen to After Midnight last night. That was brilliant.
Yeah. Do you know what? You're absolutely right, and you've summed it up, because I was talking to Kath about this tonight when we were having Nando's. I was uncertain about ever doing the Periscope thing again. Maybe we keep it as a one-off. And I think there is mileage in doing it again. But you're right. It definitely shouldn't be a weekly thing, and we did it last week. So you're right, Tris. No, we'll consider it again for next week. Thank you, mate. You've cleared my head on that.
Oh, fella, no worries.
Nice one, mate. Have a good
night. You have a good show. I'll see you on Monday at Richard Herring.
Ta-ta. Oh yeah, lovely. Ta-ta. I'll see you then.
I'm recording the Richard Herring podcast, Leicester Square podcast. I think there may still be one or two tickets left if you want to come along. I'm on about, I think I will get there at 6:30, I guess 7. I don't really know. And I don't know how it's set up, but if I'm going to try and stick around if there is an interval, if you want to get like pictures done and stuff like that. Don't touch me! But I'll stick around and get pictures done and stuff if I can. I can only stay around for about 15 minutes because I've got to come here and do this, really. So good luck with that. Breathe. Just breathe for a second. What a busy first hour and a half of the show we've got. Are these the only two callers that we've got lined up? Beautiful. Then I might give the phone number out after this.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, Katia.
Yes.
Yes.
I heard my name on Radio 4.
I said it just then.
On Radio 4 today.
Yes, but that wasn't about you. That was a play about a mentally obsessed woman.
That's true.
Because I heard it. Who'd stolen a man's telephone. Here's the weird thing, right? The plays on Radio 4 generally are rubbish, but actually, the last 6 months or so, I don't know if they've changed the head of drama on BBC Radio 4. The plays, I think, have been really good, right?
Delightful indeed,
yes. And we're having a conversation, and that means you be quiet and I talk. Right. And I tuned in for the last 20 minutes of this play, so I didn't really know what was going on, right? But basically, there was a fruitcake woman who was like a compulsive, obsessive compulsive and a thief and bonkers, right? And she stole this man's phone and basically pretended to be him, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
And then, even though he knew what she'd done, he fell in love with her.
Yeah.
And they ended up going out, and I thought, oh, come on, mate, she's gonna kill you.
It's something I really hate. I like kissing.
Sorry?
I like...
Where's this going? Where's this going, Katia?
Okay. I like radio, but I don't like kissing on the radio. Do you know the noises and everything?
Oh, yeah. Should we have a kiss now? Katia, should we have a radio kiss now?
I hate that noise.
Here we go. Go on.
Because I'm thinking of the listeners.
Katia.
I can't do that,
Katia.
For the listeners.
Katia.
For England. No, that's terrible. I can't.
No, Katia.
No, I'm not.
Katia.
Non, sûrement pas.
Oh, mais oui. Katia, come here. Shh, shh, shh. Katia, shh. Just do the noises. We're not actually going to kiss. Just do the noises.
I don't want to do the noises. It's disgusting.
There we go. That was it.
I hate that.
Do it. Right, you be quiet. Right. You be quiet and I'll do it.
Wait. Okay. So, no. Adam. Hello. Have you stopped?
Huh?
Okay. So, I have an alternative to... Hello, you still there?
Yes, I'm listening to you, mate.
But I'm quite surprised.
I'm just enjoying the moment of the of our passion.
Usually you cut me off. So.
I was enjoying the moment of our passion. It was a very erotic, wasn't it, Phil?
It was.
Phil, do you want to kiss me on the radio?
Oh. I can't listen to that. No. Yes. Oh. Finished?
No.
Oh. Ian, please.
No, you don't like that. Thank you, Phil. That you're a good kisser, Phil. Phil, are you still there? Steady on, fella. For those listening,
I didn't know, I'm not on the air, am I?
Yes, mate, you're on the radio when you just said that. You said you were having a wink, and I've had to dump it.
I was just winking at the TV, man.
The Periscope people heard it. The listeners.
Oh, sorry.
The Periscope has heard it. Katia heard it. I felt it. The listeners have heard it.
I was actually typing on Periscope when you said that, and I thought, he can't be talking to me.
Yeah, I was. Yes, mate. We were having a kiss.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh
well, don't God. Say that again. Anyway, Phil, stay there. You can join
us. So we're having a threesome, are we? I didn't understand. I didn't know what was going on.
I didn't understand what was going on.
Talk to Katya. Talk to Katya. Go
on. Hi, Katya. How's it going?
Hello, and WDYKOO, then, I guess.
Pardon. Are you speaking English, then?
I think that's English. I think it's an acronym from the olden days, something. Where are you from?
We'll be speaking to you. Get rid of her, please. I've got no idea what she's talking
about. That's OK, Phil. I'll get rid of you. It's fine. Katya, yes. What? I'm not having that. He's gone. What a rude man. He's gone. Yes, Katya.
Okay, so that's your alternative is WDYCYPO.
Yes.
Oh, that's my cat.
That's the name of your cat?
No, it's just...
That's a tough one to call late at night when you want it to come in.
No, he's not happy because he must be fed, but I don't want to do that now.
He must be fed, but I don't feed him for 5 weeks. I will learn him lesson.
So in Beckenham, there is a restaurant where the three nuns used to be, and it's called Zizi. Have you ever been there?
So, what? Zizi's?
Yes.
Zizi's not... Well, Zizi, yes, well, Zizi's like a high street chain of restaurants,
yeah,
yes.
And it's very funny if you speak French, because in French, Zizi is a willy.
Right, OK, so how often do you have willies for supper?
No.
Do you have willies for lunch?
To go there, and Roger said, "Oh, let's not
Roger,
go there."
Roger, the boyfriend who doesn't exist. Yeah,
So we avoided that restaurant on that day.
You didn't fancy Roger's willies.
No, and the day after that, it was all over the news. The restaurant, because of what happened in there.
What happened?
Was a man.
Yeah.
He ran into the kitchen.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he went to the other kitchen because they've got two kitchens or something.
Two kitchens, of course.
Then he took the knife. And then he cut his willy off. He did, really. That's true. Hello? Hi? Hello?
A man cut his willy off?
Yes.
In Zizi's, which means willy?
Yes.
And what I notice, Katya, is you're laughing at that. Which bit of that horrific story...
Yes.
It's funny.
No, it's not funny, but it's the first time I can really talk about it because yes. Roger is in Birmingham at the Game Expo today.
Gay Man Expo, yes.
No.
Is he a gay man?
Game Expo for the gamers.
Okay, Game Expo. Gay yeah. Expo, yeah.
He's going there. And every time I want to tell this story, he says I shouldn't because he doesn't like stories about willies
being
cut
chopped off. Well, how many stories are there about willies being chopped off? John Wayne Bobbitt, of course.
Yes. There's another one.
The man in ZZ's. Yes.
There's another one from the Darwin Awards. And all I can remember is by mistake, he was playing with you know when you staple nails on the wall? How do you call that? Nail guns or something.
I wish I got rid of you and kept the other bloke now. Blimey. This is taking a turn, isn't it?
And then, I don't know, he was taking care of other DIY jobs in the house. And he cut it. I'm not kidding again. He cut his penis off and he put it back together with the gun, with a stapler.
You can do that. Well, you can do that. Yes, you can. You know what? In Vietnam, right, they used two things to fix wounded soldiers, right? They would staple. If you get your chest ripped open, you can staple it back together, right? It's not a permanent fix, but it'll do. Uh-huh. And do you know what they invented?
I know. Okay, I said that wrong. That's the nail gun.
No. They didn't invent the nail gun for that.
No.
Super glue.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, you didn't say it. You said a nail gun.
Okay. The gun with the nails.
I know what a nail gun is, but the answer was super glue.
No.
And you said nail gun.
Did I? Yeah, but that man, that's what he used for his penis.
He used a nail gun instead of his penis?
No.
Wow.
To put it back. On him.
I really hope Tommy's gone to bed.
No, but that's okay. I've got plenty of stories about penises cut.
Okay, on that bombshell. Thank you very much. I mean, what? oh dearie me.
I tell you what, at 1 hour and 37 minutes into the show, I'm going to give out the phone number for the first time. How's about them apples? 0844. I guess I thought we'd struggle for calls on a Friday. I guess we're winning that battle. Sorry, Nick. 0844. 499 1000. Simon, stay there. You'll be the next caller. But we've got, well, that's the only call we've got lined up now. For the first time in the whole show, most of the switchboard is free. So I can give out the number. 0844 499 1000. If you call now, between now and midnight, we will call you back. Right? After midnight, we do things a little bit differently, and I shall explain what we do differently when we get closer to midnight. Simon, stay there. Speak to you after this.
The wild man of late night radio is back.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Simon is the next caller, as I said. Good evening, Simon. Hip, hip, hip.
Hip, again, sorry, you going back again.
Whoa, what the hell is this? Two-time in Simon?
Well,
hey, speaking of two-time in Simon, that reminds me of Rhyming Simon, which reminds me that Paul Simon's got a new album out, which apparently is excellent. All of these artists, right? The Monkees have got a new album out, right? And and I'm not just saying this because I am a huge Monkees fan. It has universally had 4 or 5 star reviews, right? They're in their 70s. There are 2 songs on there that are stinkers. The rest of them are wonderful, right? And then Paul Simon's got this new album out, and apparently it's one of the best albums he's ever done. What is it with the old boys showing the young kids how it's done? Okay, well, that's killed that conversation, Simon.
Well, I don't know if you can answer for it.
There is no answer for it.
I have been listening to Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer. So quite a lot, and that's a fabulous album.
Have a bumper car bumping.
And that's
this
probably the biggest song on it.
Amusement ever ends. Hell, I wanna be bam, your sledgehammer. Don't you call my name? You sledgehammer.
I phoned back for a specific reason, and it was one that I forgot about earlier, because I thought the five-a-side football team thing would be a good idea.
Yeah.
And I had to run it past her, but Catherine said that she's really good at handling difficult balls.
Yes, okay. So you phoned... Come on,
sir. And you could bring it off at half-time.
Come on. You've not called in again for that, have you? You've really... Lowered.
She said you could bring it off at half time.
I heard it the first time. I mean, it's cool. He's called in for jokes that were that Carry On Emmanuel in 1979 cut from their script. 0844 499 1000. Sam's on the line. Evening, Sam.
Hello.
Hey, Sam. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, good, thank you. I'm just looking up reviews for. Here we go. Listen to this, right.
I'm listening.
The Guardian. And Paul Simon's face is weird now. Paul Simon's face looks like it's a computer animation from a Dreamcast game, right? It's weird, right?
Right.
But it gets a 5-star. Here we go. Let's listen to one of the songs. Hang on. This is from the new Paul Simon album. Oh, he's doing all the African stuff again.
Yeah.
Hang on.
I stepped outside the backstage door to breathe some nicotine and maybe check my mailbox, see if I can read the screen. Then I heard a click, the stage door lock.
Do I like
it? Just what that meant. I'm gonna have to walk around the block if I wanna get in. A wristband, my man, you got to have a wrist.
No, it's silly. There we go, I've decided. Hang on a bit more.
If you don't have a wristband, my man, you don't get through the door. Wristband, my man.
No, it's silly.
No, it's all right. I mean,
I'm having a look at this again. Hang on a second.
You got to have a wristband. If you don't have a wristband, my man, you don't get through the door.
No, it's silly.
I have memories of listening to Graceland. along with Graceland.
I'm going to Graceland. I'm going to Graceland, and I'm going to Africa and steal the music in Graceland.
I don't like Graceland. I do like Simon and Garfunkel. Man, I love. I tell you what we'll do next week, and I was thinking about this actually, and we did this on Three Counties, but we can do it again because hardly anyone was listening. I have got a recording, right? Oh, I'm not going on my computer, but I've got a recording of Simon and Garfunkel performing Bridge Over Troubled Water live for I think for the very first time before it's even been released, right? So we know it's a classic song. We know it's an anthem, right? And it's one of those, it's such a good song, but we've all heard it so many times it's become a cliche that when it's on the radio.
Emotional.
Yeah, well, no, but when people hear it on the radio now, most of them go, and they ignore it.
Yeah.
But this audience is listening to this song for the very, very first time, right? For the very, very first time. And you can feel the tension that they are aware, they are witnessing what will become a piece of musical history. So I might play that next week, and we can examine I might play it after midnight, actually. We can examine the way that we listen to music. Anyway, Sam, what you got?
Right, well, speaking about music, I know it's a really bad time to introduce a topic, but you might have already done this, but bands that are sort of gimmicky but are actually okay.
Kiss.
Well, but for me, the Bloodhound Gang, or Bloodhound Gang.
You and me, baby, we ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like we do on the Discovery Channel.
No, sorry. But no, they have, all their songs are pretty kind of, like, not really, like, say, for radio.
Yeah.
Because they're really sort of, well, kinky, I guess.
Yes, kinky songs.
But I've got a few of them on my phone. I think they're a really, really good band. I mean, they're kind of like...
What was the gimmick? Didn't they dress up as animals or something?
Yeah, and, like, pretty much every single song they've done includes, like, sexual innuendo. Including that one, of course.
Yeah, well, yeah. I didn't really... Kiss, for me... because, you know, they are ridiculous. But I
that's absolutely
love
songs,
them.
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an amazing song. Also, you know, you were saying that albums are coming out now that are, like, you know, from bands that were not ancient, but, you know, artists that are old, yeah. The new Stone Roses stuff, like, well, the new single is a bit kind of... But what if their next album, because they're releasing the album, is, like, better than the first one? I know, I think, aren't you, like, not keen on the Stone Roses?
The first album's good. I quite like the second album. Was it the 12 Story Love song or something?
Oh,
that's
a
great
song.
It's a great song. But I don't buy into them being gods. I buy them to being slightly druggy chances that got lucky. Like, Fool's Gold. I mean, the first album's great, but...
It's like Oasis, because, I mean, I like Oasis, but... I mean, Oasis are... I like Oasis, but they're kind of... I don't know, like, with the whole, like, Oasis versus Blur thing, I'm a Blur fan. I like Blur more than Oasis, but, like...
Nah, the whole rivalry... Like... It's all the rivalry thing. You don't buy into the rivalry thing. All the rivalry things are bullshit. I remember... Right, I'm the only person that remembers this. I remember getting the bus, the 142, I think it was, from Southgate to Oakwood, where I was studying at college, right? And I used to listen to Capital Radio, right? Because Capital was quite good then. It still played... I mean, that's where I got into the Bare Naked Ladies on Capital. And they played... It was before Blur and Oasis, right? And they were obviously looking, the music press was looking for a pop rivalry. And I remember they said, coming up next, it's the biggest pop rivalry of since the Beatles and the Stones. We've got a track from Blur and a track from Take That. Which is it going to be? And I remember thinking, oh, okay. And then about 3 months later, it was Blur and Oasis. They found... You know, kind of the equivalent of Blur that they could do. It's all manufactured. All this rivalry stuff is manufactured. I mean, it's all bullshit.
It's weird because, I mean, obviously, I don't think, wasn't it Girls and Boys, that song that was like the song that was against whatever Boys' song was?
Yeah, probably.
I don't think the Girls and Boys, I mean, obviously it was at that current time, but I don't think that song is their best song.
I know, and I will tell you what their best song is. Hang on a minute. This is Blur's best song by a country mile.
Oh man.
Here we go. Listen, this is the... She says there's ants in the carpet. Dirty little monsters. In the dirty smoke. Dumping out the rubbish. Here at the red sun. She needs a little sparkle. Good morning, TV. Don't mind up. If it did weigh the same. Century old, it's nothing special. Says on the TV, dirty little attics, love goes all day. When you get closer, synthetic heads of cattle. I don't know the words, but good on TV, don't wake up. I don't know the words, and that really is a downside when you're singing a song. Yes, Dom!
Hello there, Ian. How you doing, man?
Hip, 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 Dom.
Hip, hip, hip,
good,
yeah.
Good work. What you got for us, boss?
Well, I was revising biology today, and I was reminded by that French lady speaking. You know, if women give birth to babies, I don't know if you've heard.
I've not only heard... How old are you, Dom?
17.
Okay, right, in that case, we can talk like men.
Yes.
I've not only heard, I've made it happen.
Legend.
And I, yeah. And I've seen it come out.
I don't want to, I've made the choice not to have children.
What? You're 17.
Yeah, I know.
How come you made the choice?
Ethics. You know, there's like, I don't want to go all vegan on you, but there's like 10 million orphans.
There's two, okay, but you, so you're going to adopt one, are you?
Yeah, that's the plan, yeah.
Okay. Well, the thing is, you can have one and adopt one.
Yeah, but then I don't want them to fight either.
But supposing... they don't fight necessarily because they're... But supposing, right, Dom...
Yes.
And we can talk frankly, right? Because it turns out you're having a great time. Life sucks, man. I'm 43 next week. It sucks, right? It really sucks. Supposing you get a really bad terminal illness...
Right, okay.
It could happen, mate.
It could.
And only someone with your DNA could say they need to do like a DNA transplant from someone, right?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be your wife or your husband, wouldn't be your partner, wouldn't be your mum and dad, won't be around anymore. No disrespect, but this is going to happen when you're quite old, right? You're about 40, right? Have you got brothers and sisters?
Yeah, one, yeah.
How old?
13.
Okay, well, unfortunately, he's not compatible because when they go for the DNA test, it turns out he's only a half-brother. Family, you didn't know this, right?
Please,
know. Yeah, I know exactly, Dom. This is all to come. So enjoy it now, right? And they say, Dom, the last hope is your son, your daughter, and you look at them and then you look away with a tear in your eye and you say, Doctor, when I was 17, I made the worst decision of my life. All I have is an adopted son from Africa and he ain't got the DNA, ain't going to be a match. And the doctor says, well, I wish you the best of luck. It's been nice knowing you. Enjoy the last few days. And that's it, Dom. And that would be your fault. You've just written your own death sentence there, mate. How do you feel now? Bleak, isn't it?
Yeah, well, bleak, I don't think I'm going to sleep now.
No, you're probably... Well, if I were you, I'd go and start making children as soon as possible, my friend.
I'm going to start on Monday.
Yeah, exactly. Well done.
Sorry to interrupt, Ian.
That's all right. I'm glad someone did, because I had no idea where I'm going.
Yeah, someone had to do it. No, the proportions from a woman having a child is the same as a jacket potato coming out of our part, the penis area.
Oh, no, it's not.
It is, honestly.
A woman passing a baby is the same as a man urinating a jacket potato.
Yes.
No, it's not.
It is.
But, of course, you know that... the woman's cervix expands. Muscles and bones become loose and they kind of shift around a bit, a little bit.
I didn't know that, no. I need to go and Google this, do I?
You need to... Mate, shut up, man, right? You're talking nonsense, right? A woman's vagina...
Honestly.
Is bigger than the... I'm not going to use the common phrase because that's racist, but is bigger than the hole at the tip of a penis.
Yeah, but a
baby is bigger than a jacket potato.
But I have big jacket potato. I mean, what kind of, what sort of?
I think they're thinking of the little ones. Maybe it was a new potato.
Oh, well, new potato. All right, well, that's different. A new potato is different. Like the kind of potato you would boil.
No, I honestly, you know, like the one you put in the microwave and then it spins around and then it's like a jacket potato.
I wouldn't cook a jacket potato in a microwave because they're never quite, they're still a bit hard in the middle. Do it. Listen, anticipate when you're going to be hungry, Dom. I'm happy to give you all this advice, man, because I've lived. Okay. Anticipate when you're going to be hungry and like, an hour and a half before that, put a nice spud. Don't even clean it because the dirt adds to it. Put a nice spud in the oven, 160 degrees, an hour and a half. Beautiful. If you want to coat it with a little bit of oil, right, so it goes crispy,
yeah.
An hour and a half, 160, not too hot, nice and long. You get it out, you cut it open, you put a bit of butter in there. Butter's good for you again. Grate a bit of cheese, bit of mayonnaise, boom. That's it, buddy. Forget, you know, pregnancy. Jacket potatoes. That's where it's at.
Jacket potatoes well better than making a child.
Can I say, man, this is you and Tommy are my favourite callers of the night, right?
Oh, I'll take that.
No, totally, and I mean that genuinely. And you're both, you know, significantly younger than the majority of the other callers that we get.
It's the youth. It's because I've not been broken by society yet.
I think I may just have broken you.
Yeah.
Don't, we'll take calls straight to air. Sorry, I'm just talking to Catherine. We've got people calling in. Don't call in now. I've got Dan lined up. We'll take calls straight to air after midnight. I think I've broken you, Dom. I apologise for corrupting you.
That's all right. It's been great talking to you.
Nice one, man. Call again. Thank you very much indeed. There we go. Funny, took the best call. I mean, everyone's been good tonight. We've had some really good calls tonight, but I thoroughly enjoyed that and Tommy. Yes, Dan, hip, hip, hip.
Hip, hip, hip.
And we're about to go downhill. I don't mean that, of course not.
No, we are. We're going to go right off the cliff.
Okay, cool. Oh, God.
Okay. Primal Scream Tribute Act.
Yes.
Primal Condensed Milk.
No, because it would have to be Primals.
Okay.
Because then you're saying Primal's Cream.
I also thought of Primal's Cream, yeah.
Yeah, but it would have to be... Well, but you can't... If you're changing Scream to condensed milk...
Yeah.
It would have to be Primal's condensed milk.
I've messed up, haven't I?
Because otherwise...
I tell you, though, I have found...
Yeah.
...that there is a Motley Crue tribute act...
Yeah.
...called Primal Scream.
How does that work?
I have no idea.
There's a Kiss tribute act that are all dwarves. Do we say that now?
Can you say that? I mean...
You said it, Dan. You said it, Dan.
Did I?
You said it, Dan.
Does that mean I'm going to get sacked?
Yes. That was 2 hours of radio. Another one to go.
Talk Radio.
All right, well, we've got the last hour of the show coming up. I'm going to turn the lights off in the studio and we take things down a gear or up several gears. I don't really know... Which calls straight to air. We won't call you back for the last hour. You can call in about anything you want, really, and talk about anything you want. You want to make silly noises, you can do that as well. I'll give you the number after the news. Don't phone now, because we won't be answering the phones. This is Ian Lee, and this is Talk Radio.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Thank you.
nonsense. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
Is this the show? Oh, no, it's that quiet bit where you can hear people on the phone and he doesn't say anything.
Yeah, I'm calling on behalf of Mr. Toffee Crunch, Aaron.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, I'm calling on behalf of Mr. Toffee Crunch.
So behalf of who?
Mr. Toffee Crunch, Aaron.
I don't know him, I'm afraid. I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, you obviously do.
I obviously do.
Because...
Do I? Do I?
He's the one who's making you famous.
Wow. He's the one who's what?
You need him to make your show.
It's not my show.
It is your show.
I'm phoning in, not you. You're phoning in, I'm phoning in. It's not our show, is it?
What do you mean you're phoning in?
We're the callers. We're calling in.
I'm not the callers. You're Ian, aren't you?
No, I'm not Ian. No, mate, you got it all...
Curry muncher.
You got it a little bit back front there, mate.
Are you sure about that? Oh. Wait, we're on...
He must... oh, dear. I can't talk to this bloke. He's been... Smokey Joe, cheaper thugs, every bike track a side step, a little fighter on the floor of the war for the mo. She's a coward, she's a cheat, and she speaks. She's a coward, she's a cheat, and she speaks. My mother of earth, where are you?
I'm going to do this for Katia.
Not many rules. Don't swear. Don't be libelous.
Yeah, hello? Hello? Hello?
I stole the car just to get me away. I only kept it for a half a day. I took the car just to get to the place, to see the girl with the prettiest face. And then I met her in the park, dancing naked after dark.
Hello?
I got dressed cause it started to rain. Somehow I knew I
would
see her again.
Can someone help me? I've just been upstairs and my Luther Vandross CDs have been playing and there's no one else in the house. There's a ghost in the house and he's playing me Luther Vandross CDs. Can anyone help me, please?
What?
Hiya, mate. You all right? Hello?
Hello?
Hiya, mate. You all right?
Yeah, chap. You're on the radio.
I've just been downstairs in kitchen, yeah? And upstairs in bedroom, my Luther Vandross Greatest Hits CD just started playing. So I went upstairs, turned it off. I've come back down. It's playing again. Give me the reason, right, from Ruthless People.
I can't believe that, no. I can't believe
there's
that.
There's a ghost in me house, man.
You know that I am. You do know that I am in Lee and I am like, I'm a celebrity.
Where are you in Lee?
Yeah, I'm a celebrity.
Oh, mate, you must have had something to do with this, then. Is the ghost in my house? Is it like Jeremy Beadle or, you know, one of the Harry Hill shows?
Hello? Yayan? Yayan, it's me, Bobby Bloody Giuseppe. Hey, Yayan, are you there? It's me, Bobby Giuseppe. I've had a bloody unbelievable night. Bloody unbelievable night tonight. I can't bloody believe. I fell off the bloody stage, man. I can't believe it. I see this guy, he's rubbing the bloody ribs. Bloody rubbish, rubbing the ribs. I'm on the stage, I'm flipping the pizza. Flipping the pizza. I'm pushing the pizza, flipping the pizza. On the pizza, I fell off the bloody stage. So I'm lying on the floor. I'm lying on the bloody floor. Yayan, can you hear me? I'm telling you. Lying on the bloody floor and I can't bloody see. I can't bloody see nothing.
I've got a brilliant new feature for you. I'm going to set my oven to 250 degrees, and I'll let you know if the red light has gone off by the end of the show. I'll call you back in a bit.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Simon Diamond sold his soul, changed his name by the...
The sun did not shine. It was too wet to play. So he sat in the house all that cold, cold, wet day. I sat there with Sally. We sat there, we two. And I said how I wish... We had something to do. Too wet to go out. And too cold to play ball. So he sat in the house. We did nothing at all. So all we could do was to sit.
Hello?
And we did not like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, basically...
Not one little bit.
Hello?
the taxi driver locked me in the car because I couldn't pay for it. Hello? Can someone send help? I have no cash in my pocket. What will become of Simon Diamond? What to himself can change the climate?
Hello. Is anybody there? Hello. Hello. Can I speak to someone, please?
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, this is Talk Radio.
Hi there, who's this?
I'm all right, man.
Want to speak? Yeah, please.
Well, I'm the producer, so you're in a queue at the moment.
All right, cheers.
What do you want to speak about?
Anything.
About what?
Anything, man.
Anything?
Yeah, man, anything.
Well, come on. I mean, I'm sure he wants to know what you want to talk about. Have you got any sort of subject in mind? The monkeys. The monkey. He loves the monkeys. Do you want to sing? I thought love was only true in fairy tales. You could do the backing vocals.
I never rated the monkeys, man. There were like three good songs, you know what I mean? There was the Trout Sleeper Gene, Hey Hey, the Monkey, and the other one.
There was
Unbeliever.
Talk about.
Hello? Hello?
Brody.
Hello. Have you ever called Pizza Hut and asked for the Domino's number?
Oh, there, it's fantastic.
Have you ever called Pizza Hut and asked for the Domino's number?
No, but I've called Domino's and asked for Pizza Hut's number. Is that enough?
No. Have you ever called Domino's? Sorry, a Pizza Hut, and asked for the Domino's number.
No, I haven't, sorry.
Why not?
Well, you can find it online. You don't need to ask them.
Yeah, but I want to phone them up. I want to speak to somebody. People don't speak enough.
All I want to do is always bring good to you, to give you all the love I can. and help you in whatever you do.
Do you
sure as the sun will come around again to start off another day.
Do you fancy me?
You can be sure that in my heart and soul, I'll love you in every way. All I want to do is bring happiness to you. I hope it makes you happy to know my love's with you wherever you go.
Okay, I'm going now. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Spaceship, I'll be stuck in for a little while, and I'd very much like to fall in love with you, if you would, if you would, if you would. I'd like to know, will you think of me when I'm gone, when I'm gone,
when I'm gone. Hey, my name is Evie. Hey. Yeah, you need to go red at the top. No, I want to talk in this. I like spaghetti bolognese sometimes, yeah. It tastes quite nice, but I like sushi more, yeah. And I also like the colour red, yeah. And the song Red and the album Red and yeah, red. It's a good colour, name, word, thing. Yeah, green as well is really good. Oh, are you chopping your head off, Dad? Oh, are you eating your finger? I don't know what he's doing, really. Crazy.
Someone mentioned potatoes earlier, and sometimes I sit down.
Here's some music I've been working on, Ian.
That?
Who are you?
Do you like trombone, saxophone, oboe, cello, opera, popra, double bass, a bass drum, and not C sharp, and you must be flat, and B in flat is not piano forte. What's that noise?
Yeah, hello? Yeah, hello? Can we get Aaron to call in?
They do, though, don't they? They do, though, don't they?
Basically,
don't be.
Ian has a pretty bad music sense, doesn't he?
They do, though, don't they?
He needs to put some Stones in. Or like Skepta.
They do, though, don't they?
He needs to put Skepta.
Ghost playing CDs. They do, though, don't they?
What?
Ghosts playing CDs. They do, though, don't they?
Give me my
Dominoes. They do, though, don't they? They do, though.
That's pretty
don't
harsh
they.
Considering Muhammad Ali's on a life support machine right now.
They do, though, don't they? They
He's
do.
He's on though, life support right they. Now.
They do, though, don't they? They do, though, don't they?
It's always summertime with the Boone Army. It's always summertime with the Boone Army. Come alive with the Clint Boone Experience. It's always summertime with the Boone Army. It's always summertime with the Boone Army. It's always summertime with the Boone Army.
Are you smiling in the day? Are you smiling in the evening? Are you happy with the day? Smiling in the morning. Are you smiling in the day? Are you smiling?
Hello.
In the evening?
Hello. Hello,
how
are you?
Are you happy in your
world? Off the world. Come on, man.
So, what do you want?
I think the best album is Thriller by Michael Jackson because there is not a bad song on that album.
All right. Well, don't tell me that. Tell Ian that, right? We'll put you through very shortly, yeah?
I think the best album is Thriller.
Just hang on. Just hang on the line, mate. Put you very short.
Yeah, tell Ian that. We'll put you through very shortly.
This is George from Pizza Hut. I've just had someone call from this number asking for Domino's. I think it was a little girl. I just wanted to know what was going on.
No one in the world ever had a love as sweet as my love. For no boy, as true as you, love. All my love, I give gladly to you. All your love, you give gladly to me. Tell me why then, oh, why should it be that we go on?
One day, Triple M callers will go down on your knees and say, Happy Mouser, Mousy Wowser, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Are you still there? No. No, I don't think it is.
Aaron, I don't know who you think you are.
Are you allowed to swear in foreign languages?
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with a nitty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, You get sprung, wanna pull up tough. You notice that butt was stuffed. Deep in the jeans she's wearing, hooked and I can't stop staring. Ooh, babe, I wanna get with ya, take your pretty picture. My homeboy try to warn me, but that butt you got makes me so horny. You wanna scoot? Oh, I don't know the rest now. That's it.
Why can't we stop hurting each other? Gotta stop hurting each other, making each other cry, breaking each other's heart, tearing each other apart. Can't we stop hurting each other? Gotta stop hurting.
Hey, Ian, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, who's that?
Hi. How's it going?
Is Ian talking to anyone tonight?
You're talking to Ian now, right now.
Hey, that's not Ian. Who are you?
Well, I think I am Ian. No.
I think I've called at the wrong part of the night. I think I should have called earlier so I could have chatted to Ian.
I think maybe you phoned like a takeaway place or something.
I was just going to say to him thank you very much, because I've had a good week this week, and his blog and stuff has helped me a lot. So I just wanted to say thank you to him.
What, why are you saying thank you to him? Are you talking to me now? Do I sound different when I'm not on the radio? Or something? I don't know. You're talking to me now. You're actually on the air now. Are you watching on Periscope or anything like that? Because it's quite delayed on Periscope. I might sound different when I'm just talking to you now.
Yo, it's Toffee Crisp. You want to hear some jokes? What'd you call a white person driving a police car? A policeman. Racist jokes. I'm Toffee Crisp.
Wake up. Shoes on, take a breath of the northern air and rub those eyes, genuflect beneath the starry sky. Before you climb the mountain, first the foot.
Some quick other news updates. It looks pretty warm, but that red light's still growing bright. Not looking like it's going to make it. I'll keep you updated.
Hello? Hello? I just wondered, has anyone ever seen Pretty Woman? The film? Just a question, throwing it out there. Also, a topic tonight could be, can you name a hairy dog? I've got one in mind. Can you figure it out? Call me now.
Can you figure it out? Call me now.
something magical about seeing an owl out in the wild. Homunculus? Caresses? Pork scratchings? Chocolate starfish? You know, and it went ding, 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 ding in my head, and I should have gone, nah, I'm not doing this, mate.
What have you got for us? Did we get to your point?
Well, you sound hesitant.
Hiya, boys. Hello, Taffy Crisp it is. How's it going? I thought we need a Welsh voice, see? Taffy Crisp, best comedian in Wales. How do? You there, boys, back? Hello? Mi off na si a chys.
You should mention Pretty Woman. I've not only seen the film, I was in it, I was inside the piano.
Lion Free, you're on the wireless. This is Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio.
For thousands of years, man has wondered what is out there in space. Millions of stars and thousands of planets in the endless universe.
Okay, thank you very much. Lion One, you're on the radio. This is Talk Radio. 0844-499-1000. This is Ian Lee. How can I help you, Lion One?
Hello there.
Hi there, you're free to Ian. How are you?
How are you doing today?
Not too bad. I've been using the dumb button a lot, but apart from that...
I've got a question for you.
Go for it.
Okay. So, right? What occurs once a minute, twice a moment, and never has 1,000 years?
I don't know. What appears once a minute, something, 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 can only appear 1,000 years?
Let me say it again. What occurs once in a minute, twice in a moment, and never in 1,000 years?
I
want to sleep.
Underneath the weeping willow, as it cries all night quietly, its tears all around me.
thank you.
Well, every hole's a goal in a lucid dream. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Okay. So, have you got the answer?
About Twitter, your Twitter.
I just got one thing to say. Ian Lee.
Someone called Gary.
Finally gone and done it, and he's stuck.
The way we look at the world is the way we really are. See it from a fair garden, everything looks cheerful. Climb to a higher plateau, and you'll see plunder and murder. Truth and beauty are in the eye of the beholder.
Big ups on the granddaddy, by the way, Ian. Of an update, I've just realised that's actually the microwave I put that on for 250 minutes. We'll try again on Monday.
Okay, no problems.
For much in such a long, long time, not since that brand new pair of Levi's back when I was 8 or 9. And I know.
Are you still there?
Thank you very much.
That'd be great. Oh, hello, who's this?
Hello?
Are you still there?
Yes, man.
Are you still there?
Yes. How are you doing? Yeah,
we're waiting off the air
because we think you swore. We think you said the F word. So we think we didn't cut you off though. We just wanted to.
I don't think it is.
That's all. So did you say the F word?
Like what?
Well, you know what the F word is, don't you? Well, like you said that on air, and that's why we sort of cut. But we didn't
know
if you did or not. Because and so we took you off air to see if you did say it, and if you didn't say it, then we'll put you back on air. Ian really wants to speak.
Like bullshine.
No, you've got something really important to say.
Are you ready?
Are you ready to go through to Ian now? Are you ready to go through to Ian now? Yeah. You ready?
So if you'll be quiet and listen.
listen patiently. I'll sing you a song that my mother sang to me. Little cowboy, put your saddle in the barn, tie your horse up tight so we'll know no harm. Put your hat and your guns beside you on the chair. Don't forget you got to say a little prayer. Little cowboy, you better hit the Sandman trail, or you'll be late for round of time, you know. If you wanna be a cowboy, you better rest a while. Little cowboy baby of the old corral. Little cowboy baby of the old corral.
So, you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon or evening. Anybody that wants to ring up, the phone number is... So, call in. Now. Love you, Ian. You're right.
Been destroyed, so thank you for your concern, thank you for your help, but no assistance now required. Please call off any reconnaissance people that you've called in at this point. Thank you.
Ian, I have never, ever, ever thought you were a tit.
I think this is diabolical. What is going on? Stop this now and talk to me about roller derby. Absolutely. Talk to me about roller derby.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, hi, this is a message for Mr. Scott Carpenter. This is he from Beazle's Land Rover SID Cup Service Department. We've had a call today from Trackstar regarding your tracker, and our...
Hello, Clive!
Hi, Ian. I was looking for the answer for the question that was... Mind the gap. Do you have it? Worried here. I'm worried. Worried. Very worried. Okay, thanks.
Hello? So, you can pay $2.99 for a celebrity keyring. You can pay that, but you'd be a mug. You go on the internet, you pay £4, you get 12 keyrings, you get your own pictures of Eamon Holmes, you put them in, and then you quit. That's money saving.